Donald Trump is more unpopular than he has ever been in the last decade in American politics. And I want to preface this by saying at the times that he's been almost as unpopular, like after January 6th, or at points during his first term, he has found a way to rebound. He often feels politically invincible. However, I keep the hope that this time may be a little bit different. And we are seeing Trump supporters really upset at him these days because inflation is rising. There isn't this giant golden age. The unemployment rate is rising. This is the slowest pace of hiring this country has seen since 2009, excluding the pandemic. The Epstein files, hello? Tariffs are destroying businesses. We could go on and on and on. I actually want to show you a couple of things I found on the internet today and react and talk through with you some instances of MAGA regretting their vote. So before we get into this, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. I just hit 90,000 subscribers. I love each and every one of you. You are literally the best on this channel, on the Adam Mockler channel. We're trying to build something to punch back against MAGA media. I say it every single time. Uplifting Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028, and beyond. I'm seeing this number get toward 2 million subscribers on the Adam Mockler channel, which is nuts. We love each and every one of you. You are the best. Make sure you go right down below if you want to join the community, help us grow, and hit subscribe. All right, let's start here. I did my shopping for Thanksgiving dinner this week and went back to my Kroger app to pull up my receipt for the exact same dinner last Thanksgiving. Last Thanksgiving. Total in 2024, $261.74. Total 2025, $312.88. Mr. President, this is not what I voted for. We have seen that happen over and over and over again. Prices exploding. And trust me, you're going to see more of that. This I only want to touch on briefly, but it went so viral. It's like, I cannot touch on it. I'm not going to like bore you with this huge, you know, Facebook rant from a MAGA mom. But basically, this individual is upset because their Canadian son-in-law, Curtis, was stopped at customs when he was returning from a business trip. He's a permanent resident. He's almost 40. And a quick background check revealed a misdemeanor at age 17. So they held him for several hours. Curtis basically never made it home. And he was held for like days and days. They put him in this horrible cell with terrible conditions. Again, this is a family, an individual here, a woman who voted for Trump. And she's very upset. She's like, the conditions here are awful. Curtis isn't a threat to the American public. This is them right here, the family. This isn't fake news. It's reality. If you would like to follow this situation and help us bring awareness to this bullshit, send me a message. I'll invite you to the free Curtis Facebook page. Right. It's like, oh, I didn't think it would happen to the nice white people. I thought you were only going to do this to the brown people. Of course, when like a white family is affected by this, a Canadian, it's like, you know, Danielle here, that's this individual's name, Danielle, is just absolutely, you know, outraged. She's beyond herself. Oh my God, can you guys believe this? Yeah, actually, it's happening all the time, every single day to people. They just often don't look like your, you know, son or son-in-law, Curtis. But this went very viral because people were like, have the day you voted for. Let me know what you think about that in the comments down below. We also saw this recently. A MAGA mom on Snap is going viral after she blasted her family for refusing to lend her grocery money because of her Trump vote. And that's the thing. Politics is toxic these days. People are done. It's like, it's one thing to be a Trump supporter, you know, during his first term. It's another thing to be, you know, supporting Trump right now, you know, wholeheartedly while we're watching families get ripped away from each other, you know, ICE run around in these vans and just like capture people off the street, this rising authoritarianism. Donald Trump is literally best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Like I said, unemployment, tariffs, like the hate, the racism, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, how, when I actually made a video on this channel literally yesterday reacting to like a family who does a podcast, the son and the daughter are essentially Democrats and the parents are MAGA and they've like lost their minds. They're like in full psychosis and it's breaking the family. It's very sad, but at the same time, I mean, it's stuff like this, right? Look at this. Polymarket tweeted, Zohra Mamdani to require all New York elementary school students to learn Arabic numerals. It's a joke, right? Because that's not That's Arabic numerals are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So of course Laura Loomer tweets, you know things are bad when you can't tell if this is a, if this is real or a joke. Dear God, it's real, isn't it? Laura, I mean, these people like so dumb. So dumb. I'm sorry. This is a random person on Twitter named Sassafras. WTF, right under our noses. I'm telling y'all, they want to dominate and take over the USA. Michigan is now forcing all students to learn Arabic numerals in 25-26 or they can't graduate. Again, it's like, yeah, I mean, some, if this is you, your family's probably going to be like, we can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. Like, this is crazy, dude. There's so much hate and racism in your heart combined with like such a low IQ that it's crazy. It's crazy. Arabic numerals. And the internet has blown up with this because so many MAGA don't even understand that it's like a troll. It's a joke. It's hilarious. Now, the next one here, this was just in the last like 24 to 48 hours. Donald Trump, we're learning more about the fact that his administration is essentially going to label nursing as not a professional degree, not considered a professional degree. They're changing all these rules with student loans. And so now that nursing is not considered a professional degree, I guess they're not going to be able to get the same student loans. They're not going to get the same opportunities. And it's like, wow. You know, obviously nurses around the country and a lot of organizations who represent nurses are understandably outraged. This is somebody who voted for Trump actually commenting to Donald Trump, please remove the limitations of professions. As a professional nurse who has her master's degree and somebody who voted each time for you, I cannot believe that you would disrespect our profession. Additionally, our middle daughter will graduate as a PT in 1 month, and our youngest is planning on becoming a physician's assistant, a PA, all of which take care of patients on a daily basis. Grad school is very expensive. Trust me, I know. I've paid my way myself for each level of education. Please reconsider your thoughts on this bill. We all need professional staff that can afford education in their effort to care for our nation. Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself, truly. And a good example of how he screws over his own voters in the next one, right? We've gone through whether it's people who vote for him and are nurses and get screwed over because Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about any of that. He doesn't care. Or whether it's the unemployment rate rising or inflation rising, Thanksgiving being so expensive, him, you know, obviously people getting detained and then being like, wait, I voted for Trump. How could you do this? This one, coal miners speak out after the Trump administration removed black lung protections. They're doing everything they can to hurt the working man. They ain't worried about the miners or people in West Virginia or coal miners anywhere. All they're worried about is the almighty, dollar in D.C. They don't care about the little people that put them there. Again, you might have seen this news from a few weeks back to obviously Donald Trump gutting so many regulations across the board. You can let me know what you think of this in the comments down below, but this tweet going very viral, essentially saying, well, coal miners in West Virginia, obviously West Virginia voting heavily for Donald Trump. I go back and forth between this, like, fuck around and find out, but also I very much feel for people because Donald Trump is just such a con man, right? He just lies so consistently and outrageously. It can be hard to keep up. Here's some posts on Facebook I found. We have Annabella Victoria Dillon. God bless America. He will keep his promise. Congratulations, President Donald Trump 2025. We love you. Goodbye, Joe Biden. And then recently, same person posting on Facebook, this is crazy. No help with food. Due to my autoimmune diagnosis, I have to eat certain foods and water. Now I have nothing. Of course, West Virginia doesn't care about low income. I don't have the means to drive and pick up stuff that I'm allergic to there's kind of a cutoff here. If anyone could donate and carry Deer Park water, I'd appreciate it. You'll have to go in the vehicle I'm in. I'm also in search of help with a Royal Maltese dog food, looking for dog food and an extra small winter outfit for my other tiny dog. Again, financially not doing well here. And I don't blame Anna or any of these people, but I mean, if only, I come back every single time and I say, if only, like a group of economists before the election signed a letter, like 150 of the top economists around the country, 180, something like that. And they all wrote a letter and signed at the bottom and said, hey, Kamala Harris's policies, economic policies, will help, you know, continue our GDP growth. They'll, you know, continue our recovery from COVID. Donald Trump's policies will invite inflation, invite a recession by the middle of 2025. Donald Trump's policies are really bad. You should not vote for Donald Trump his economic policies will hurt the country. If only that happened. It did happen, like 6 months before the election. And we screamed and yelled about it, and no one listened, and here we are. I mean, fuck, you know? Excuse my language, but it's frustrating. We have Evan here. Yes, I voted for this. We are so back. This is the last one here. And Evan's been going very viral. Johnny MAGA tweeting, greatest of all time. It's Trump like digging. These people are so weird. And Evan saying at the bottom, this is what I voted for. And then we have recently, the government just fucked my family's livelihood. Literally destroyed it overnight with the hemp provision. I will not be voting in 2026 or 2028. The GOP sucks and will sell out to lobbies and big donors at the expense of the American people. F the government. Evan was also teetering on the edge of being done with Trump after the Epstein files, which we've seen over and over and over again. People are fed up. People are done. MAGA is, in my opinion, really starting to break here. And I think the next few months are going to be key. What's going to be key is that Democrats push the message of affordability. We make sure we're registered to vote and we show up in 2026. Look, if you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. Again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. There's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below as well if you want to check it out. I hope everybody has a great start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.